Thank you for listening to Trump Nations, where we take an in-depth look at who Trump voters are, right? And who rushed the Capitol. Now, when you define something, you tell people and explain to it what it is and what it does. So we're going to explain who the Capitol rioters were or are, and what's the impact, right? And we're going to look in depth, and we don't have a monopoly on the truth. We just have a lot, not just, I hate the word just, we have a lot of research. I have 2 master's degrees in business, successful clients, been married 18 years now, successful psychotherapist, but we have a lot of smart people around you. Now, Dr. Gardner, who was on the podcast the first 3 episodes, is on assignment. What we'll do today is we're going to profile him because he is a Trump voter, right? He's a Trump voter. He is a registered Republican. He's of the opinion that people who rush the Capitol and who belong to racist groups like the Oath Keepers, like the Proud Boys, other racist groups, that they're not racist themselves, even though they espouse to racism. And we're screaming, nigger, 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 during the riot. So if somebody screams nigger, I personally feel that most likely they're a racist. But let's put it to you this way. Not all Trump voters are racist, right? And not all Black people hate white people or hate cops. Right? Those are all myths. And I use decision science. So decision science is used by major corporations to make decisions. And one of the most important parts of decision science is that you get as much information as possible before you make a decision yourself. So in episode 3, Dr. Gardner was confused about the definition of what is an opinion and what is a fact. So we detailed in the last episode the difference between fact and opinion. Fact is something proven to be true. And how do you prove something? You prove something with video, right? Clear video. You prove something with eyewitness testimony, even though it's not reliable, you prove it with corroboration. You just can't have an eyewitness, you need corroboration. If you're gonna prove something with documents, it has to be contemporaneous, it has to be from a credible source, right? And it could be something here. So that's what a fact is. And you can have your own facts, but you cannot have You can have your own opinion, and everybody needs to have their own opinion. People need to be able to express themselves. They need to be their authentic selves, but you can have your own opinion, but what you cannot have is your own facts. You cannot have your own facts, right? And then from the facts, you accept them or don't accept them. And they're fine. So getting inside the mind of a Trump voter, let's go with the chronology of Dr. Gardner that I met in 2012. So you start in 2012. This is 2021. And from the start of 2012 to really the beginning of this year, I've been in contact with Dr. Gardner. We get along a lot, right? But with me, I like people that have different opinions than myself, because, or share different facts that I might not have, because that is how you learn and grow, and you learn about other people. And me as an extrovert, I'm very fascinated with other people. That's why we're doing this in-depth study on who Trump voters are, right? Because it was a big shock to us in 2016. Who were these people? And who are these people that rushed the Capitol, right? So Dr. Gardner, if you look at his bio, he's, you know, very active. He ran for city council. He's a PhD in psychology from Ohio State. Nature Fits Activities. He did a dog shelter for Katrina. He's very involved in animal rights as an animal rights activist. And in Lake Forest, he was an animal rights activist. And he fought hard and failed for Lake Forest to have a no-killed animal shelter. He ran for council 5 times, lost 4 out of 5 times. When he eventually won, he was outspent. And it's almost like 100-1. So we met at a Chamber of Commerce event, and he talked about how corrupt the current city council is, because they're still there to this day. And what happens is that real estate interests pay off the city council to do their bidding. That's why here in Lake Forest, you have houses with no driveways or backyards, so they can make a lot of money, okay? So real estate interests pay off city councils to do their bidding, and who gets hurt? The average Joe Blow citizen, right? Also, local political corruption is not a victimless crime. So we came to an agreement. Now, local political elections are nonpartisan, right? And what does that mean? That you're not supposed to be Republican or Democrat, you just are, right? So along those lines, we bonded on doing our best as citizens to fight corruption, because in local political corruption, the victimization is, hey, right, you get a bunch of houses with no backyards and no driveways, right? So the tract of having your kids live by you and getting value for living in such an expensive place, you don't get. You get a crappy house, all these houses bunched into that. So how does that happen? Political corruption, right? The people that work for the city and the city council and the city manager all get paid bribes to screw over normal citizens, right? So Dr. and I bonded on that. And then we bonded on a corrupt city councilman, Andrew Hamilton, to get recalled and to get Colonel Cagley, who I helped in his campaign. And he won with my help his campaign by a 60% margin. So he won, and we also won the recall. And I'll put links to all of this, my involvement in all this local political corruption and theft of taxpayers' money by, you know, Andrew Hamilton, by all these people. So Dr. Gardner, he's a registered Republican. He ran as a Republican. He went to Orange County Central Committee meetings. So who cares, right? Who cares what somebody's political affiliation is, what party they're part of? You listen to people's ideas, and pretty much he was very pragmatic, and the way he approached issues in the city council was very thoughtful. He did his research, and he was the only one doing his research, and a lot of things that he came up with were very logical, right? And I'll put specific examples in the episode notes. One of the logical approaches, a specific example was that there's enough resources in this country, and there was enough resources in Lake Forest, California, to execute the fact that dogs and cats shouldn't be killed. Unnecessary. You should leave them into the shelter until somebody adopts, right? That makes sense. The other politicians on the council that all, and this is the other thing that bothered me that Dr. Gardner had a good point on, was that the other guys on the city council that were also aligned with the Republican Party, they all voted as a block. Nobody had independent thinking. It was groupthink. So every vote was 3-2. And the whole council was Republican, but there were two people that thought independent of each other and two people that didn't. Now, Lake Forest, and I'll post a link to my reaction video to being on Hot Bench and beating a Nazi racist. Probably they're a really good example of people that rushed the Capitol on Hot Bench. And there was a good description of what went on with the recall and the Nazis who opposed the recall. So actually, Dr. Gardner and I banded together to beat Nazis down in the Lake Forest recall, right? And Andrew Hamilton behaved a lot like a Nazi, right? But we beat him down. He got recalled. And I was part of that with Dr. Gardner. And in that one, we were outgunned and outspent, really 101, if you look at it at the end of the day. It was like 2 million to 100,000, let's say. Don't quote me on that, but that's basically what happened. Gardner runs again, and he gets beat by people who were ballot harvesting and cheating, but he didn't want to fight it. Whatever, he feels fine. John Claycomb was the guy, and I'll post a picture of the guy at a ballot box or at a poll station where I was working, and he would fill out ballots for people and put them in and really cheat to beat Gardner. Gardner lost by 400 votes. So Gardner is a Trump voter, but he's very pragmatic. He doesn't really have any racial issues. The reason he would vote for Trump is because he wants taxes cut for him, right? So the first time Trump won. So Trump starts with, Mexicans are rapists, murderers, so on and so forth. So a guy like Dr. Gardner would vote for Trump because he wants taxes cut, right? So that's a reason why a person like Dr. Gardner lives in Lake Forest. Let's say his house is worth about $800,000, I would say. His wife is a retired scientist. She's really smart, really nice. So he would vote for Trump for tax cuts. That's the reason why he would vote for him, right? That's 2016. Fast forward, you're supposed to get a mentor for business. And I chose Dr. Gardner. So we would meet. We met for like a year. We would meet on Thursdays, and I would go over business ideas with him, and he would give me feedback. And then during the pandemic, that went down. I asked him to be on a podcast discussing George Floyd and the riots, and he declined. He felt that the riots were being caused by Antifa, and that there wasn't any validity to the George Floyd stuff. So at that point, it raised an eyebrow because it's been different than, than he's been in the past. Now, at the same time, there was a racist, bigoted Nazi guy running for Congress against Katie Porter by the name of Greg Rass. Gardner, being a former mayor, they asked for his endorsement, and he endorsed Nazi Greg Rass. That raised an eyebrow as well. But then I said, hey, maybe Dr. Gardner, right, doesn't know about this guy's statement, doesn't know about this guy being drunk and running around his neighborhood with guns, and the police had to come in, take his guns away, and mitigate that situation with Greg Rath. Now, Greg Rath also is a conservative, Bible Belt, Christian type Republican. So there was a really interesting story about his mistress when she wrote a story about Greg Rath being this Christian conservative guy, but cheating on his wife. I figured Dr. Gardner didn't really know this information. When Greg Rath wanted his endorsement, everything was cool. So now, when you look at somebody who wants to call themselves a doctor, several studies have been. So when you look at evidence, right, what is it? Contemporaneous information, right, that's been documented. And you have studies, they have to be valid, statistical-wise. And one of the things I liked about Dr. Gardner while he was on the Lake Forest City Council is the scam, right? And remember, local political corruption is not a victimless crime. Why? Because you end up paying higher prices. In a pandemic, the city of Lake Forest didn't spend one single cent to help nurses with PPE. They didn't pay one single cent to help anybody in this emergency because all the money was drained by the people through corruption by the people Dr. Gardner was fighting, right? So we cheered on Dr. Gardner and we helped him in any way we could with that effort against those corrupt Lake Forest politicians, right? So, hey, he's a Trump voter fighting corruption, right? So we move on. Then Dr. Gardner, when you talk about people who call themselves doctors, scientifically based statistical studies show that 80% of the people that call themselves doctors is because they want to control other people. They feel superior to other people and they want to tell people what to do. That's why they call themselves doctors. To digress, Dr. Gardner was really good at statistical studies. So the scam that city councils and city managers and city staff has is that they pay these so-called consultants to do statistical studies, right? But then there are lies, there are damn lies, and then there are statistics. So these people manipulate statistics for their own benefit. It's like the Chauvin trial, where the defense had its own experts and they came up with statistical studies to defend their side. And then the other side, the prosecution had experts, statistical experts to defend their side, right? So they're using the fact that they're a doctor, diffusing their qualification, success in the past to frame the information to the benefit of whatever corruption, whatever money the city council is getting, whatever money the city staff is getting. So it's monies to benefit themselves, and then they pay the consultants money to offer an opinion on their side. Dr. Gardner did a good job identifying that. He never really won or really got anywhere with it, but at least he identified it, right? He identified people coming up with conclusions just for the benefit of who they were getting paid by. It's like they'll do traffic studies for a development, and we go back to real estate developments. And then the people paid by the developer guess what? They came up with the conclusion the developer wanted to have or wants to have. So when Dr. Gardner wanted to do a podcast, Trump Nation, a statistical study on the people that rushed the Capitol and who and what Trump voters are. I said, that's very good because I have had two podcasts with Sarah Lynn Robinson, who's in New York right now. She works full-time for The Ringer. And we did two really good podcasts on where the left was coming from, where Trump was coming from. But the real genesis of it, the real core of it, is figuring out who are Trump voters and what triggers them, right? Why do they vote for Trump? Now, why are they Republicans? Why are they Trump voters? Why? So you don't know, right, who anybody voted for, but we suspect there's a high probability that Dr. Gardner voted for Donald Trump. So he gives us some insight into Donald Trump voters. Why do I say that? There's a high probability. And again, something that we teach, something that we use to make decisions is probability theory. And in probability theory, right, there's a 20% luck factor. So you can only be 80% of sure of something. So based on the evidence, decision science, using as much information possible, right, to determine, right? So based on that information, right? Knowing the man 10 years, based on listening to him at city council meetings, listening to his campaign, and then listening to him on the first three episodes of the podcast, there's a high probability that Dr. Gardner is a Trump voter, right? Kind of the clues are that in kind of luring me to do the podcast, he would say things like, you know, when you talk about the big lie, and there's two big lies, right? One on the right, they say that the big lie is that this is a racist country, right? And I agree with them. It's not a racist country. I'm married to a white woman, but there's a lot of racism and there's a lot of white supremacy and there's a lot of institutional racism. So while most of the people aren't racist, there's a lot of institutional racism. Now, if you're a doctor and you like telling people what to do, you're not like me. You don't like a difference of opinion. And that is Dr. Gardner. When anybody disagrees with him, he goes berserk, right? Another trait of Trump voters, right, that Dr. Gardner exhibits is they love to cancel people, even though you always accuse someone of what you do, right? So Trump voters accuse people of canceling him out, cancel culture, right? So anybody that disagrees with Dr. Gardner, he cancels them immediately, because he feels superior to everybody else. There's a high probability that Dr. Gardner feels superior to everyone else, right? He's a doctor because he wants to tell people what to do. And if somebody disagrees with him, he'll immediately cancel them. That's the way Dr. Gardner has been. And the way Dr. Gardner is. So based on all that evidence and decision science, there's a high probability that Dr. Gardner is a Trump voter, right? He is. Now, another part of Trump voters and Trump Nation and people that rush the Capitol is they like to gaslight. So Dr. Gardner was not honest with me when he started the podcast. He wanted to, based on the evidence, right? We talked about what evidence is. Based on what he said and the way he's acted over the last 10 years, based on what he said on the podcast, there's a high probability that he was and is gaslighting, right? What the people of the riots, the people who rushed the Capitol are, because he was saying that people that belong to racist groups, people who exhibited racist behavior like nigger, 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 yelling nigger, and people who said racist things on their social media and website weren't racist. What is that? Gaslight. So what he's trying to do is something you know is true, trying to cast doubt on it. Why? Because he's a registered Republican. Why? Because he endorsed Greg Ratz, right? There's a lot of whys. Now, he can come on and defend himself, will he? Probably not, because we got too much evidence on his behavior, who he is, right? So again, let's go through the list of what we know and insights we can get from Dr. Gardner into Trump voters and people that rushed the Capitol. Racist. That's why he thought I was stupid, even though I have advanced degrees and money. He thinks I'm stupid because of my race. He thinks that he can gaslight people. He, as a doctor, thinks he's superior than it, to everybody else. He became a doctor probably because he wants to control people, right? And have everything his way 100 times. He cancels people when they disagree with him. He cannot handle somebody having a different opinion other than what he has. Most likely he voted for Trump and is a Trump supporter because he loves the tax cut. So he has two things going, right? Racism and loving tax cuts, right? Welcome differing opinions. And I definitely will have Mike Prestonisi on here, who is a Trump voter, but it's a little different than Trump's. So not all Trump voters are racist, and not all Trump voters exhibit the evidence that we know from Dr. Gardner. How about that? Another scintillating, wonderful episode of Trump Nation. Love it, people. You can't get this type of insight and candor anywhere else. So thank you for listening to the ESBC Podcast Nation. Thank you for listening to Trump Nation. And I always close Winston Churchill, because we always, even though, you know, we always get more than we give. Thank you for listening. And have a good one. Thank you for growing the podcast. And thank you for telling your friends and neighbors. We'll be back. It's a 10-part series. This is only the fifth one. So you're going to get more insight than you ever got in your whole life. And information you cannot get anywhere else.
That's why this one coat costs $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs. I'm just shaking the work. That's why I wear good shoes and roll like butts, and I get a limousine.